Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Sicily is part of Italy, but separate from it. It's that huge island in the Mediterranean, ruled or influenced at times by Greece, Rome, Spain, or even as an independent kingdom. Then it sort of became run down and decayed. But this left it with a rich culture and dialect with customs that totally baffle most outsiders. And the post-war economic boom in Italy also affected Sicily, with lots of people coming south from the north to work there. So TIFF Cinematheque is running a series called Summer in Italy, all summer long, mainly set in Sicily. So this week I'm looking at three films taking place on the island in the 1960s and a contemporary American drama set on Rhode Island. The Fiancés, or I Fidanzati, from 1963, directed by Ermanno Olmi. A working class couple in northern Italy meet once a week at a formal dance hall. Giovanni and Liliana, played by Carlo Cabrini and Anna Canzi, are passionate lovers, but the relationship is put on hold when he's suddenly sent by his factory to work down in Sicily. So Carlo, once he's there, feels lost and rootless in this really different world, but he's also intrigued by the bizarre erotic festivals there, especially one where strangers can meet in the town square because their faces are hidden by masks. Liliana, meanwhile, up north, feels abandoned and alone. She wonders, are they actually still fiancés, still a couple? Telephone calls they make are short and perfunctory, but what about love letters? Can they rekindle what they had? So The Fiancés is a beautiful and deceptively simple black and white movie. It combines neorealism, so it's documentary style footage of Sicily with the beaches and dusty roads, along with an experimental style. Nothing is explained. It's just given to you and you have to make sense of it yourself. Very interesting, rarely seen movie. The Fiancés. Seduced and Abandoned from 1964, Sedotta e Abbandonata, directed by Pietro Germi. Don Vincenzo, played by Saro Urzi, rules his family house with an iron fist. Honor is paramount, and a loss of face could ruin a family's reputation, so he reads every single letter that are sent to his many daughters, just in case they have something lusty in them. Even checks underneath the postage stamps. So life is communal. Multiple generations and their servants, they all live under the same roof, so there's no privacy at all. But they all manage to communicate secretly using hidden notes and whispering through pipes and vents and windows. So Peppino, a student played by Aldo Puglisi, is welcomed as almost a family member since he's engaged to the clueless Matilda. But one evening, everything changes. He sneaks a kiss behind a curtain with the younger and prettier Agnese, played by Stefania Sandrelli. Sex follows, and Agnese is in love, but Peppino realizes what he's done, and he panics. He stops coming by. He says he has to study for exams. Agnese is mortified. And then, hypocritical, Peppino says he wants nothing to do with that despoiled woman, even though he's the one who despoiled her. He's the only one who's ever slept with her. Sort of an old term, despoil. Eventually, Don Vincenzo puts two and together and he figures it all out. So he banishes Agnese to her room, locks the door, and decides Peppino either marries his daughter or dies. Soon enough, everyone gets involved in this. The police, the lawyers, the judges, the toothless aristocrat, a priest, even the unruly mob on the street who are all part of this dispute. Will Peppino agree to marry Agnese? Will Agnese agree to even look at Peppino ever again? And can Don Vincenzo rescue his family's reputation? This is a very funny comedy, looking at virginity, family, honor, and hypocrisy played out in traditional Sicilian style from their point of view. The only northerners in the whole movie are the cops who look at a map of Italy and they just see Sicily and they cover it up with their hand, hoping it'll all just go away. Next, Mafioso from 1962, directed by Alberto Lattuada. Nino, played by Alberto Sordi, excellent actor, is a manager in an ultra-modern car factory in Milan. He's known for his punctuality and exactness. With a nuclear family, his wife Marta, played by Brazilian Norma Benguel, and their two little girls, he seems to be a true northerner, but he's actually a Sicilian at heart. And after decades of work up there, he finally wants to visit his hometown for a week with his wife and kids so they can meet his parents. And as a favor to his boss, an Italian-American from New Jersey, he agrees to carry a package for Don Vincenzo. This is a different Don Vincenzo than the last movie. Once there, the family shares meals, goes to the beach, meets with old friends and family. And while the in-laws are adjusting to this clash of cultures, the naive Nino doesn't realize he's about to face a different problem. See, as a teenager, before he moved north, he had worked as an errand boy for Don Vincenzo. And he's one of the mafiosi of the title, and now he's calling in his favor. Is he going to have to kill someone? How much can his life change in just a 12-day visit back home? This is an excellent dark comedy that shows the shady side of Sicily and the ever-present involvement of organized crime. Irrational Man, directed by Woody Allen. Abe, played by Joaquin Phoenix, is a new philosophy professor at a college in Rhode Island. He specializes in existentialism and frequently drops quotes by Kierkegaard, Nietzsche, Heidegger. It's his first term there, but his reputation precedes him. His tales of derring do and great personal loss give him an almost mythical status. He's a total nihilistic existentialist. He'll pick up a gun with a bullet in it and shoot at his head, Russian roulette, without even blinking. So he goes by what his guts tell him. And by guts, he means his big beer belly that he always rubs when he's pondering questions of morality and ethics. Women, though, seem to find him romantic and attractive. Rita, played by the wonderful Parker Posey, is a sexy and sultry chemistry professor. In fact, she's married, doesn't even slow her down. She wants to bed him and eventually hopes to ditch her husband altogether and fly up somewhere romantic with Abe, somewhere like Spain. Then there's Jill, played by Emma Stone, also great. She's an undergrad in a committed relationship, but her boyfriend is nice but kind of dull. She wants to spend time with Abe, but she keeps their relationship platonic. They both know it's against the rules for students and profs to sleep together. Unfortunately, Abe is depressed and brooding. His life's at a standstill, and despite his reputation as a ladies' man, he's totally useless in bed. This isn't helped by the fact he's an alcoholic constantly swigging bourbon from a pocket flask. But one day, at a local diner with Jill, they overhear a divorced woman at the next table in tears because she's about to lose custody of her kid. Why? It's all because of this terrible judge. So something clicks in Abe's brain. He makes a decision. He's going to murder a stranger, the judge, for another stranger, the strange woman. And this will lead, he thinks, to a better world. Not just that, he thinks he can get away with it. So his confidence is back, his sexual appetite is back, everything's going great, but will he decide to commit this so-called perfect crime and what will happen afterwards? So I had mixed feelings about the movie. It's a strange movie. It has a gripping story. It held my attention to the very abrupt ending, but it also feels odd somehow, like there's nothing inside it. I don't know. It's not a bad movie, but I don't think it's as deep as it thinks it is. Irrational Man opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And the Summer in Italy series is on now at TIFF Cinematheque. Through September 5th, go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.